Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started. Save big money
at Menards. Livers and sauce.
Huh?
We'll have Les Mis. So we'll have all those details for you. It is now 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. There has been trouble this morning for many Metro Redline commuters. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, has there been any change?
Yes, and a change for the better, Bill. Just really within a little bit over 5 minutes ago, they are up and running again. Metro Rail's Redline trains between Noma Gallaudet and Fort Totten. They had weekend maintenance that hadn't been completed, so that's why they couldn't reopen that stretch of service. But again, Redline is running again. Expect residual delays. And I'll have more on traffic coming up next.
A new poll finds that a slight majority of Northern Virginians say they would support a regional sales tax to help fund Metro. The Washington Post Shar School poll finds that 53% say they would support the sales tax. That proposal was the most favored among five alternatives among the Northern Virginia voters polled. The death of former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega has brought a muted response from opposition figures. Aurelio Barria, who led the Civil Crusade opposition movement, says Noriega's death, quote, ends a period that we should try not to forget so it's not repeated in Panama. Manuel Noriega was 83. The man charged in the stabbing death of two men on a Portland, Oregon train over the weekend is expected in court today.
35-year-old Jeremy Joseph Christian is charged with two counts of aggravated murder, attempted murder, two counts of intimidation, and the possession of a restricted weapon by a felon. Friday, on a Portland transit train, Christian allegedly began yelling racial and religious slurs at two women, one of whom was wearing a Muslim hijab. Three men intervened, two were killed, one hurt. Police say Christian's also the person heard launching into a racist-fueled rant the night before.
We got a Christian or Muslim fucking bus driver. I'll stab you too, bitch.
The FBI is investigating whether the attack should be charged as a federal hate crime or an act of terrorism. I'm Jim Roop.
BWI airport officials are now reviewing their security measures after an incident over the holiday weekend.
A 42-year-old man from Laurel in Prince George's County drove through a perimeter fence at BWI airport and got onto an unoccupied airplane before authorities were able to detain him. Maryland Transportation Authority police say the man entered the smaller model aircraft at Pier D near the terminal and left a bag on board, then left and re-entered the aircraft before police arrived. That man, whose name has not been made public, hasn't been charged and is undergoing a medical evaluation. The FBI has ruled out terrorism. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Washington Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper is likely in for suspension now after a brawl yesterday that started when he was hit by a pitch by Giants reliever Hunter Strickland. The call on ESPN.
Great job. And Hunter Strickland now. Here we go. Harper's charging the mound. Oh, my goodness. Whoa.
The Nats did go on to win that game in San Francisco. Texas state lawmakers scuffled yesterday and even threatened gun violence when hundreds of protesters opposing the state's tough new anti-sanctuary cities law launched a demonstration from the public gallery. The activists started cheering, drowning out lawmakers who were trying to conduct a session. A one-time bus driver from Virginia accused of traveling to Syria and Iraq to join ISIS is going on trial today in federal court in Alexandria. 27-year-old Mohammed Qais spent 3 months in ISIS territory before surrendering to Kurdish forces in March of 2016. He told authorities at that time that life in the Islamic State was too difficult and they had made a bad decision. Supporters of paid sick leave in Maryland are holding two news conferences today to protest Governor Larry Hogan's veto of a paid sick leave bill. Hogan vetoed a bill last week that would have required most Maryland businesses to offer 5 paid sick days a year. He says it would be disastrous to Maryland's economy, kill small businesses, and jeopardize thousands of jobs. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,080. The Nasdaq at 62.10. Sports, the Nats win after that benches clearing brawl. The Orioles snap a 7-game losing streak with a win over the Yankees. And the Maryland men win the NCAA lacrosse championship. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Achoo!
It could be the worst allergy season in years, but you don't have to suffer. Your home should be an oasis, but pollen and other allergens can burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. Combine that with dirt, pet odors, and even bacteria. You don't need new rugs. You just need Hadid.
For all your oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odors, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. Plus, right now, we're offering 20% off any implant rug cleaning. That's 20% off. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
If you stand on it, we stand behind.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway, Virginia. The crash quickly over to the shoulder, but very slow, though, through Annandale Inner Loop as you pass 236 with lanes open. 66 Manassas into Centerville. Fair Oaks, pretty typical heavy volume for this time of the morning, but nothing reported. Top side of the Maryland Beltway. After 95, your delays begin after New Hampshire Avenue to Colesville Road, and that's because commuters have been hung up on 95. Delays out of Laurel to get you past the ICC down toward the Beltway. That's where we had the crash. That's to the shoulder, so we're trying to make a recovery there. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, accident cleanup was continuing southbound south of Route 100. Out of Columbia, be very careful on 29 as you come up to the exit to go into Route 32 East. That's where you have a report of a crash. And again, if you didn't hear, Metro Rail's Red Line service has been restored between Noma Gallaudet and Fort Totten. They had a weekend maintenance and they couldn't get it up and running till about 10 minutes ago. So again, expect residual delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a bit overcast around this morning. Don't see much rain, if any at all. It's this afternoon into the evening. We'll have some scattered showers, thunderstorms, 75. Tonight, 65, partly cloudy after midnight. Tomorrow, just a hit or miss shower, thunderstorm. As clouds increase during the day, a little warmer, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Herndon, 59 in Damascus, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Back in the Washington spotlight, how can President Trump change the subject? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning and happy Tuesday to you. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us at 8:05, Jeffrey Skelly. He's with the University of Virginia's Center for Politics. He's a political analyst, and he will give us an update on the Virginia governor's race. There is about 2 weeks left in that race. Exactly 2 weeks.
In the primary component of it.
Yes, it's too close to call right now, so we'll get an update on that. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL, right here. Saturdays. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonese.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
So, the Trump White House is now back in the country. So the president and all of his advisors have flown back into the United States after a foreign trip seen by most to be a success. A couple question marks coming out of the trip. Things left undone or unsettled, but not much. The president now back in the White House. And a lot, if you recall, Mary, the week before President Trump left, it was saddled with intense coverage by the press about Russia collusion yet again, and who met whom, and at what time, and what did the White House know, and James Comey. Everything kind of washes together, right? But they left under a shadow of domestic scandal, this cloud that hung over the Trump administration. And a lot of the mainstream press was like, hey, the Trump administration really hoping for a win on the foreign trip. They go, for the most part, they have a lot of successful moments during the foreign trip, and now they're back, their retreat is over, and there's questions about what next. How does the White House handle this domestic agenda going forward? Because a lot needs to get done. They want to pass a tax bill. Mm-hmm. They want to get that health care bill ultimately through the Senate, some version of it, and they want to get all of these bills in front of the president, and this needs to be done preferably before 2018. Because if they get to 2018, the clock has run out, and now you're in an election year. This is a midterm election where Democrats are going to do every single thing within their power to resist moving legislation at all because they want to run for office. Republicans are going to be reticent to jump into anything that's to suggest that they're taking a risk. So again, everyone's running in 2018. It's going to be a huge problem. So to the extent that they can get anything done, it'll get done this year. But what changes would you like to see happen in the Trump White House? Are there things that you'd like to see the president change? Maybe it's communications. Maybe you think the Trump White House is running really smoothly with the exception of how they present their message or how they combat the media, for instance. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Are there things that you feel like he should have gotten to more quickly? Building the wall, dealing with refugees, dealing with illegals. Are there areas that you're like, man, he promised this and I haven't seen it yet. I'd like to see more evidence that he's on it. 888-630-WMAL. There's some news this morning, Mary.
Oh.
Axios is reporting that Mike Dubke, who's the president's communications director, has tendered his resignation in the White House. That he actually turned in his resignation on May 18th, last week, and offered to stay for the duration of the foreign trip in the White House, which was accepted. And he's going to be supposedly leaving, according to Axios. At this hour, we're waiting for confirmation officially from the White House that this is true. So I always take all of these staffing news stories with a huge grain of salt, but a sea salt size piece of salt. But right now, our belief is that the communications director is on his way out. And this may signal that, and also that guys like Corey Lewandowski, you remember him from the campaign,
mm-hmm.
the campaign manager?
Yeah.
He may be coming back to work as a in the rapid response portion of the White House, which is a big deal. The Axios, Jonathan Swan, who's had a lot of this personnel reporting, says that these guys are known for being, to borrow Trump's word, killers. This is not to begin playing nice with the press. This is to get more aggressive. And we may be hearing also two other changes. You may hear a little less from Sean Spicer. He may do fewer on-camera briefings now. And the president of the United States may speak to the press more often, which I think all around is a good thing. The more we hear directly from the president, the better.
I agree that I think he's great when he speaks directly to the people and he takes his message to the people. You know what I want him to change? I want him to clean house, get rid of all these Obama holdovers. Do it and do it now. Clean house. I don't care if there are certain areas of the government that maybe don't run as efficiently as they do now. Get rid of them. Clean house. Hire your own people. Let the people in charge that you've put in hire new people under them. That is the first thing I think he has to do. 888-630-9625. Rush in Centerville, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. So, yeah, I said when President Trump or Donald Trump ran for president, I said, oh, good, maybe he's changed. But the concept, the thought was, if you can't take Rosie O'Donnell, don't even bother running for the presidency. And it appears as though he hasn't changed much. I mean, he's listening to these tweets this morning. So if anything, somebody needs to teach him how to channel Ronald Reagan, say a little bit more positive things about what he's doing and not what everybody else is telling him he's doing and not him going on the attack every day.
Right. So that there's no offense so slight that he can't rise to right now. It's like,
exactly. And it's like, stay off of Twitter, stay off of Twitter mainly. And work on your agenda, work on your projects, so that all the other stuff kind of gets left in the wind. And America, somebody from WMA the other day said, just, hey, we need to, a guy named David, he needs to work on things that will propel him forward instead of looking back at all these false negative stories.
For sure.
He needs to change at the top.
Yeah, don't get dragged down by it. But Twitter for him is a pretty valuable resource. I mean, he's got access to millions of people pretty quickly, and I think it's useful when he's actually advancing his agenda.
Well, there are reports. Thank you so much, Russ. There are reports that he will have lawyers vet his tweets. I don't know how true that is.
Sure, that'll last.
I do think he needs someone to vet his tweets. I truly do. I think they're valuable in one regard, not so much in another. And we now have Fox News reporting that Dubke is out as the White House communications director. So
apparently it is true. I like Doug in Arlington. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hey, Doug. Doug in Arlington, line six, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'd have him send Jared Kushner and Ivanka back home. Let them go back and run the business, but get out of running the government.
Yeah, well, Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump are kind of his liberal Jiminy Cricket. I mean, they just sit on his shoulder and they're like, hey, come back to the left a little bit. And frequently we've seen that, whether it was the paid medical family leave or fighting for Planned Parenthood. There's constantly kind of that, like, very progressive liberal voice coming out of that couple in the White House. And people like Doug, not happy with it.
Yeah, that is very interesting because I haven't heard a lot. I don't think that's going to happen. But I agree. They are a little bit too far to the left for me. 888-630-9625. What would you like to see President Trump change? There are apparently changes coming. One of them happened already this morning. What would you like to see change in the White House? It is now 7:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and so you can plan accordingly. Metrorail commuters' Red Line train service has been restored. Do expect residual delays, though. In each direction, we had unscheduled track repairs between Noma Gallaudet and Fort Totten for the first 2 hours of the morning rush hour. So again, trying to get back to normal is going to take a little while. All right, out to the roads we go on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound south of Route 100. Still dealing with the crash, southbound BW Parkway, trying to get into Jessup. You need extra time. And then beyond, a little bit of volume in Laurel. On the Beltway, 95 around to George Avenue. That's where we're starting to fill in the delays. Now that you can get to the Beltway, the crash south on 95 at the Beltway merge, that's been cleared to the shoulder. And the Virginia Beltway, Annandale crash, interloop near 236, that's out of the travel lanes too. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, variable clouds, thunderstorms, especially during the afternoon hours. A little bit cooler today, a high near 75 with a chance of rain at 50%. Tonight, thunderstorms this evening, then the skies turn partly cloudy around midnight with a low of 65. Tomorrow, it's going to be cloudy again in the morning. It's going to give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible tomorrow. A little warmer with a high of 82. Currently in the nation's capital, we're at 62 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
If you're retired or thinking about retiring soon, tune in Sunday afternoons at 3 for the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelly Abish of Abish Financial Services on WMAL.
Speaking of Jared Kushner, there was a report Friday from the New York Times that Kushner was trying to set up a secret back channel to the Russian government through the Russian ambassador to the United States. But over the weekend, we heard from some top administration officials, including H.R. McMaster and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, saying, not a big deal. Here's McMaster.
We have back channel communications with a number of countries. So generally speaking, about back-channel communications, what that allows you to do is to communicate in a discreet manner. So it doesn't predispose you toward any sort of content of that conversation or anything. So, no, I would not be concerned about it.
Right, and then John Kelly also said it wasn't a big deal. So the two of them both coming out and defending Jared Kushner's role in the White House. But again, we just sort of called it saying, you know, hey, I want to see Kushner out. What do you want to see change inside the Trump White House? This does not mean that you think Trump is a terrible president. You could. Maybe you do. But that's not the question I'm asking. I'm asking, hey, what area could he improve in to better get his message out and advance his agenda? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Sam is in Kensington this morning. You're up on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir.
I tend to agree with Mary. I think he's got to clean out all the trash that was left behind and that is his biggest downfall right now. They're all obstructing him, and they're really slowing down his agenda move. So as far as I'm concerned, he's got to take it out at the root cause.
Yeah, it's slowing him down in a big way. Certainly with the leaks, thank you, Sam, with the leaks that we're hearing that keep being sent to the press. But also, he still has things to do that are just stuff that the executive has to do, like send nominations to the Senate.
Yeah,
they still have guys they need to nominate for positions across the government that haven't been completed yet. There are a million things to do, and the more that you have old Obama holdovers dragging down your ability to do that, the worse it is.
Can I say also just very quickly before we go to bed, just very quickly,
I also, when they find these leakers, we've heard reports that there were three leakers found, have been identified.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? When they find them, I personally think that there should be some kind of punishment meted out and we put it on pay-per-view. Seriously. And donate the money to, you know, Wounded Warriors or something. But there should be some kind of public flogging, caning, put them in stocks and let people throw stuff at them. There should be some kind of public humiliation associated with it.
You're probably not tar and feather.
Tar and feathering could leave a, you know, burns.
Some light tarring, just honey and feather them.
Yeah, maybe like some warm honey and feather, and then raid them through town. There must be something. That's what I want to see.
All right, Mary's coming in with mm-hmm. suggesting torture this
public
morning.
Humiliation. Yes.
Ben and Culpepper. Good morning. Your morning's on the mall.
Hey, good morning. So it's the same problem with every Republican administration. Messaging.
For sure.
I don't care if Donald Trump uses Twitter. It's one of the things that probably got him elected, direct communication. But maybe find a social media platform where you can communicate in more than 140 characters. I'm tired of him sounding like a caveman. So, you know, Facebook allows you more words per post. So maybe try that or something like that, and get out there and do your own press briefings, and
yes,
change the messaging. Bring big questions out, like why would a capitalist collude with a communist like Vladimir Putin? You know, why would the Russians give Hillary and Bill and John Podesta millions of dollars if they were trying to get Trump elected? You know, make him get out there and bring these questions to the media and have them try to answer them. And
for sure. Ben, I totally agree with
this. Interesting.
I think that as far as a communication strategy goes, and remember, we just said the communications director, Mike Dubke, is reportedly on his way out of the White House, has resigned. But as far as a communication strategy goes, the president needs to just be more front and center. He needs to be doing more press briefings. I think when he does, one, there's none of this filter problem where he's dissatisfied with somebody else speaking on his behalf. And the second is that we get a tremendous amount, I think, of honesty out of the guy. I hope so, at least. I mean, look, when he sat down with Lester Holt to talk about the James Comey firing, one of the first things he says was like, yeah, I was actually thinking about the Russia investigation when I fired him because it just created all this chaos. And that was in my mind when I fired him. What president have we ever heard say something like that? That was, whether you think that's right or wrong, this is like the most honest assessment ever. He's like, yeah, I was actually thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm going to humbly disagree because I think there are sometimes he says things, especially taking questions from the press, where I hold my breath and go, oh, Lord, no. Because I think he's good when he gives speeches and he speaks to his base. Other than that, I firmly believe he's got to be on teleprompter or have the messages put out for him. He takes the bait and it drives me
crazy.
One
last thing that Axios says he's doing, he's going to be traveling on a weekly basis potentially and beginning to do more rallies. It could be good for him. He's
great.
Good there.
Get rid of the people. Stay in Washington. Get rid of the Obama leftovers. It is 7:22 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
So remember I told you that my dentist retired and I went to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry? I don't know about you, but I need to feel comfortable with someone who's going to be poking around in my mouth. And the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry made me feel right at home. When I walked in, the waiting room was not jammed. There was one gentleman there and he was waiting for his wife who was finishing up her nap. So when you hear me say that they let you control the pace of your appointment, it's true. They don't rush you. They talk to you about everything before they do it, and they make sure that you're okay with it, so you control your appointment. They want you to be comfortable because they want you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. That's their job. They want you to have a smile that you can be proud of, and they don't want you to wait to see them until you're in pain. So if you want a healthy smile, take my advice and call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Tired of sitting in Northern Virginia traffic? Our traffic is among the worst in the country. Ed Gillespie? He calls for more toll roads and ignores Metro and VRE. Gillespie's toll roads aren't the answer. Why pay for new roads twice? Only one candidate for governor has a plan to reduce traffic congestion, fix Metro, and improve VRE. Republican State Senator Frank Wagner.
Hi, I'm Frank Wagner. I'm a Naval Academy graduate and a successful businessman. I'm the only Republican veteran running for governor. I grew up in Northern Virginia. For the last 4 years, I've carried legislation to provide Northern Virginia with more funding for transportation. As your governor, there's no question what my priority will be. New funding for highways, metro, and VRE. I'm Frank Wagner, candidate for governor, and I approve this message. I would appreciate your vote in the Republican primary on June 13th.
Because being a veteran, a successful business owner, and an accomplished state senator, you know, someone with actual experience, really matters. On June 13th, vote Republican Frank Wagner for governor. This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology and everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
725, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and traffic update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Tuesday morning commute. Here we go on 270. It's just been about the volume through Urbana and Hyattstown, Germantown into Gaithersburg. Now, in Gaithersburg, crews had been trying to clear the earlier crash on 124 southbound, 124 Woodfield Road, just before you get to Brink Road. Baltimore-Washington Parkway still hung up past the incident. Southbound BW Parkway past Route 100 before you get to Arundel Mill. So that's been our tough point this morning, too. On the George Washington Parkway, south past the overlooks down to the Key Bridge and bridges into town, that's been looking good. No problems to report other than the volume for 395. And again, if you hadn't heard, Metrorail's Red Line train service restored. Had residual delays, though, because of earlier unscheduled track repairs between Noma Gallaudet and Fort Totten. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
So wet weather around today, mostly second half of the day as a front's on the march and front will get here. Bring some showers, thunderstorms this afternoon into the evening hours at a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're sitting at 62 degrees at 727 on WMAL.
You know, there's a lot of attention being placed on the White House right now and whether or not staff changes are coming. The Wall Street Journal reports that they are. Sean Spicer, quote, saying, we have nothing to announce Friday. But we're finding out this morning, according to Axios and Fox, that there's a report that Mike Dubke, the communications director of the White House, is on his way out. And we asked you, what changes would you like to see at the White House? What could Trump do better? What could the White House do better? Paul, you're in Bethesda and you're kicking us off in this segment. Paul, welcome and good morning. Oh, Paul.
Paul?
Yes, hi.
Hey, sir.
Quickly.
Yes. I think that they should shutter the White House department and any other department that is an executive branch department. They can't really fire people that are civil servants without going through process, but they can shutter departments and lay people off. And once they've laid people off, they can basically rebuild the department from the ground up.
There you go.
Clear house.
Yeah, I think, and Paul, good idea. A lot of people have that point two, which is, hey, let's just get these guys out of the way. Hand them a broom. Give them something to do.
And bye-bye. It is 728 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Are you looking forward to your summer? I'm really looking forward to my summer this year because no more glasses. No more glasses to get in the way of outdoor activities. Since my LASIK and raindrop surgery with Dr. Mark Whitten, I notice new benefits every day. Dr. Whitten is the most experienced LASIK surgeon in the D.C. area and the very first to perform the raindrop procedure for reading vision. Schedule your consultation at WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's WhittenLaserEye.com. At Whitten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No reason. Results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite.
is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
I'm Jill Vogel, candidate for lieutenant governor. I run a business, I'm a mom, and I believe that Virginia can do better. It's time to dump the phony partisan attitudes and do what's right for real people who need better paying jobs, want their health care and freedoms back, want government out of their life, and want ethics back in public service. I'm Jill Vogel. I want to fix Richmond and turn Virginia around.
Learn more at VogelForVirginia.com. Authorized by Vogel for Virginia.
And coming up on WMAL, well, Hillary is back in the news because she refuses to go away. And apparently she's very upset that nobody's really paying any attention to her. We'll tell you why. It is now 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is back in the Oval Office today with a long list of important decisions to make.
First and foremost, is he going to withdraw or keep the U.S. inside that landmark climate agreement? He was lobbied last week at the G7 summit in Sicily. European leaders urged the president to stay, but most people here at the White House would be surprised if the president would decide to stay in the landmark climate agreement. Also, the president is facing a decision on Afghanistan. When will he act on his military commander's recommendation to send more U.S. troops to Afghanistan? That certainly was made even more poignant as he visited Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. President Trump still isn't saying much about his son-in-law and top White House aide Jared Kushner, but Kushner apparently wants to talk.
Jared Kushner has sent the message that he would like to sit down and explain. At least he said that through his attorneys. One possible explanation, as reported by CNN's Gloria Borger, is that it was the Russians who tried to set up the back channel and not Kushner.
Correspondent Joe Johns. A little over half of Northern Virginians say they'd be okay with a regional sales tax to help fund Metro. That's the finding of a new Washington Post Shar School poll. Two people have been arrested in the death of a man in a Silver Spring motel parking lot early Sunday morning. Montgomery County Police arrested 19-year-old Colette Cox of Wheaton and 20-year-old Ruben Ortiz of Adelphi. BWI airport officials will be reviewing security procedures after a weekend incident in which a man drove through a perimeter fence at the airport and actually got aboard an unoccupied small plane before getting caught. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,080. The Nasdaq at 62.10. Sports, the Nats shut out the Giants. The O's win for the first time in eight games. The Penguins take game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. And Maryland wins the men's NCAA lacrosse finals one day after the women did so. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Today, if you're like me, you wear multiple hats and do not have time to tackle everything on your dreaded to-do list. For me, I'm a wife and mother. I cook the meals, clean the house, and do the laundry, all while juggling a full-time job. Luckily, my friend showed me an app called Tackle. That's T-A-K-L. It's an on-demand home services app that's made my life so much easier. Like today, I need to go to the grocery store, take the dog to the vet, help the kids with homework, and send my boss the updated report. Oh, that doctor's appointment is this afternoon? Today is a Tackle kind of day. Tackle is an amazing app that connects me with background-checked people who can help with all kinds of pre-priced small jobs and chores. Things like house cleaning, laundry, yard work, hauling off junk, and more. I can have a Tackle provider at my house in about an hour to help with my never-ending to-do list.
Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
It's gonna be a good day.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life, even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body. body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. Listen, when you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Consider the story of Carol and Gary of Vienna. After settling in their dream retirement home in South Carolina, they knew they needed to sell their Virginia residence quickly. They looked to Frank to get the job done, and true to form, Frank delivered an offer in just one day for more than $6,000 over ask. Listen, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters northbound side, north of the 14th Street Bridge. Watch for delays. They're starting to build here quickly before you get to the Memorial Circle, and that'll take you past the Key Bridge up towards Spout Run. With crews are dealing with the crash, they tell me everything's to the shoulder, but again, hefty delays through that area. Southbound side of the George Washington Parkway, you've been okay this morning. Also, busy with park police here on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The accident cleanup was continuing southbound BW Parkway south of Route 100. Now, let's get you out to Loudoun County in the Dulles area. A lot of commuters trying to get to Ryan Road. You're hung up on Evergreen Mills Road coming southbound right toward that intersection. You're under police direction, so you do need extra time through there. And on the inner loop of the Beltway in Annandale, that crash had been confined to the shoulder. And again, Metro Rail's Red Line train service has been restored between Noma Gallaudet and Fort Totten, but residual delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
So wet weather around today, mostly second half of the day as a front's on the march. That front get here. Bring some showers, thunderstorms this afternoon into the evening hours at a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Alexandria, 59 in Silver Spring, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
And good morning. It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Tuesday morning, so you've got a short week. Joining us at 8:05 is Jeffrey Skelly from the University of Virginia with the Center for Politics, and he'll give us an update on the Virginia governor's race. And at 8:35 is Larry Kudlow from CNBC and also the Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL. I am Mary Walter alongside Vince Colanese.
Hey, all right. Tuesday morning.
Yes.
You may have heard that things didn't exactly go the way I planned. But you know what? I'm doing okay. I won't lie. Chardonnay helped a little too.
Yeah, probably not a joke Hillary Clinton should have been making at Wellesley's commencement. Apparently, according to Politico, after losing the election, Hillary had a plan and she was going to lay low throughout the winter. Take some walk in the, you know, some hikes in the woods, maybe do some of that yoga that she, you know, sent 33,000 emails about. She's going to study her campaign postmortems, and then she was going to reemerge on the political scene strengthened. She's going to reemerge in the spring, much like a butterfly out of a cocoon. She was going to go back to lead la resistance. Well, apparently it's not going quite the way she planned. And this may have something to do with it. Cut 22, Mike. Remember, she had an interview with Christiane Amanpour a couple weeks ago. And after examining her campaign and doing a post-mortem on it for the entire winter, this is what she came up with.
Yes, I do think it played a role. I think other things did as well. Every day that goes by, we learn more about some of the unprecedented interference, including from a foreign power whose leader is not a member of my fan club.
Yeah, she was talking about whether sexism played a role in it. So she said sexism.
Sexism and Putin.
Putin, the Russians. And also cut 23, the second, there's two cut 23s here, Mike, the second cut 23, where Hillary said, you know, hey, I was going to win this thing. This was mine. This is what I have done after an evaluation of why I lost. I was going to win this thing.
I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me, but got scared off.
Yeah, until the facts came out, and then all of a sudden people weren't going to vote for me.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. So she blames it on sexism. She blames it on Russia. She blames it on WikiLeaks, which are now Russian as well, apparently, and James Comey. So she blamed it on all those things, although all of her supporters are upset that James Comey was fired, so I'm not quite sure. So there were four reasons as to why she lost. None of those reasons was, I was a crappy candidate. I didn't campaign in the states in which I should have campaigned. I had no message, and I had no plan for anything. That none of those things came into play either. And the Clinton Foundation, it might have been a little dicey.
She sounds so bitter and grumpy. Who would want?
Yes,
You in our leaders, we want some sort of hopefulness and like optimism. We never get that from Hillary. It's always like just like blaming everybody else for her plight, yes, being very upset and grumpy all the time. And I don't know. When I heard that speech last week at Wesley, she's speaking to these girls. You're supposed to deliver a message of hope. This was one of aggrievement. This was one of like victimhood. You're sending these women out into the world with the impression that everyone's going to be out to get them and out against them. That was the message that Hillary left last week, and I don't think it's a very good one at all.
Commencement speeches have gone from being about the graduates and the world and everything to being campaign speeches now. That's what it's about.
It's like a big confessional.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And gripes about whatever the current administration happens to be or not, depending. So her team now is worried that their plans for her to emerge in the spring and be warmly received and be cast into the role of the central resistance figure.
Like a bear coming out of hibernation. Yeah, just
well, that is an analogy that I didn't think of, but okay. Apparently, that's not happening, and they're puzzled by the entire thing. Why doesn't the resistance want her? Apparently, the resistance didn't want to wait until spring for her to finish her Chardonnay and roll on out, and the resistance has moved on without her. And so her people, her inner circle, is concerned that the resistance isn't embracing her as their de facto leader. See, this is the thing. For Hillary to run in 2020, which really, for her to run in 2020, she needs to have some kind of visible role, and she has to build the base, right? Because there wasn't enough of a base this time around. So what do they do? Well, we're going to make her the face of the resistance, the opposite of Trump. So she will automatically garner votes because she's the opposite of Trump. So she doesn't have to have a platform. Everyone will have forgotten about the emails. None of that stuff matters. As long as I'm not Trump, then that can be her message and she can run on it and it'll work.
Yeah, well,
but
that
it's
was,
not, which they don't, the resistance.
I think she tried
like,
that. Tried that, and it didn't work. You know, I look at things like this, and if you're ever around political operatives, it happens with all candidates to some extent, but with Hillary, you had basically a very religious devotion amongst the people close to her who had so consumed the Kool-Aid in preparation for her being president of the United States. They were measuring out pantsuits. It just didn't happen, and now they've got this issue where their hero is not being received the way that they internalized her, the way that they feel about her every day. They have this spot in their hearts for her. No one knows how great she is. If only they could know. And the public isn't buying it, and they're upset.
Yeah, well, listen, the resistance is a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters, and they want nothing to do with her, and for good reason. Sorry, Hillary. Go pop another bottle. It is 7:43 on WMAL.
When you're on a zero-turn rider from Cub Cadet, you get more innovation, more performance, and more best-in-class features, so you can spend less time worrying about your yard and more time enjoying it. This is zero-turn strength with zero comparison. This is Strongsville. And during Cub Cadet Days, May 24th through the 31st, take $200 off select residential zero-turn riders. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer today. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, son.
Where does sausage come from?
Where is your mother?
Oh, don't worry, honey. I got this.
Oof.
Everyone knows the best sausage comes from Premio.
Yep.
In this house, we only trust sausage that's made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is my own special touch.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. Craig, can I help you?
Hey, Craig. I need an oil change. I was wondering if you had any deals.
Yes, we have 5 quarts of Castrol Edge with a K&N filter for $22.99.
That's a good deal. Castrol Edge is good stuff, right?
Absolutely. Helps the performance of hardworking engines.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, you can't get better protection.
Wow, even better.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or high-mileage full synthetic and a K&N oil filter for just $22.99 after mail-in rebate. See store for details, also at participating CarQuest stores.
We scratch it, pinch it, even tattoo it, and take for granted that our skin heals itself, except when it can't. The Inova Melanoma and Skin Cancer Center is the region's only multi-specialty oncology program. Our team will develop a personalized treatment plan, including the latest advances in genomics and immunotherapy options that were unavailable just a few years ago. Visit inova.org/skincancer. Inova. Join the future of health.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. And it's not so bad here crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Now, out of Virginia, no delay. Out of Maryland, we're back near 210. It has been worse. So expect just that stop and go near 210 across the bridge span, going 295 north toward the Naval Research Lab slope. Now, in southeast D.C., crews are dealing with the crash in the 800 block of Southern Avenue. So this is going to put it just south of Chesapeake Street. If you normally use Southern Avenue, this is south of Wheeler Avenue and Chesapeake Street, but they have that blocked in each direction right now as they take care of that crash. Coming in from the west, 66, it's been about the volume for you. Trying to get through Dulles, we have an accident heading toward Ryan Road. It's going to be on Evergreen Mills Road. There's so many of you sitting in this line up here, but they tell me the crash to the shoulder. One of the cars involved in a ditch. So Evergreen Mills Road southbound toward Ryan Road and northbound George Washington Parkway near Spout Run for the crash. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a bit overcast around this morning. Don't see much rain, if any at all. It's this afternoon into the evening. We'll have some scattered showers, thunderstorms, 75. Tonight, 65, partly cloudy after midnight. Tomorrow, just a hit-or-miss shower, thunderstorm. As clouds increase during the day, a little warmer, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's still 62 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL.
Stratford University celebrates Military Appreciation Month by offering up to $5,000 in grants to military spouses and dependents. For details about the Stratford Golden Opportunity Grant, visit stratford.edu/go-grant. That's stratford.edu/go-grant.
Who does not love a good cheeseburger? Well, we are celebrating Ramadan, so there will be no cheeseburgers during Ramadan, at least during the day. Well, a Palestinian judge, Mahmoud al-Habash, is the head of the Palestinian Islamic Sharia Court, and he has decided that he will not grant any divorces during the month of Ramadan because people tend to make some hasty decisions because they have not eaten and they haven't smoked. He said people who deprive themselves of food and cigarettes during daylight hours may, quote, create problems in their relationship and then, quote, make quick and ill-considered decisions.
You're not you when you're hungry.
He's not wrong. He's definitely not wrong. I mean, if I'm going to live under like an authoritarian like Sharia law environment, this is one of those things where I'm like, that's kind of a reasonable position, actually. If food intake I just, how many marital fights have you, any of us had based on an empty stomach?
Like, well, not only food, water.
Yeah.
No water? No water during the day? How? Americans walk around with bottles of water like we're crossing the Sahara on a daily basis, right?
Right.
Can you imagine no water, no food, no smoking, and also no sex? There is no afternoon delights going on during Ramadan. So can you imagine how people are just and it's in the summer too, so the sun apparently never sets. You know,
there you
it's
go.
One of those type things. You're like, oh, really?
High heat.
Seriously?
High
longest
heat,
day of the year.
And low stomach quality.
Like
basically not eating. I make every bad decision when I'm hungry. Every bad decision I've ever made was when I was hungry. If you go to the supermarket and you're hungry, all you're going to do is make bad decisions. You're going to buy so much crap that you don't need.
It's very true. I cannot go a full day without drinking water. Like during the day. Listen, and being Catholic, we fast on Ash Wednesday. We have days of fast and abstinence, Ash Wednesday and Good Friday.
Yeah.
Two days a year, right? But I can drink all the water I want. I can have coffee. And I can have one big meal during the day, right? Like one substantial meal during the day. And that I can do. And on Fridays during Lent, which is, what, 5 Fridays, you just can't have meat. And every now and then, I screw that up and go, jeez, Friday, you know? And so then I just go without on Saturday. But can you imagine a month? I guess if you do it for a month after about the first week you got it down,
yeah,
you remember.
Probably.
But that's really tough. I can't imagine. So.
But how many people in relationships turn to the other and go, you know what? You need to eat something.
Right.
Because you're like...
I have a Snickers.
I don't know if you... I'm not trying to offend you at all. I just, let's take it easy here. But you should really eat something.
Yeah.
You are clearly what the kids are calling hangry.
Yeah.
You're hangry, and you need to desperately get something in your stomach.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like the Snickers commercial, cut 19, Mike. Mike's going to be like, what? He's trying to count fingers. What? Cut 19.
You're not you when you're hungry.
Exactly. So to avoid these bad decisions, judges will only consider and rule on divorce applications made after this month of Ramadan is over, according to Al Jazeera, which, listen, I can't blame them. I know I probably couldn't do it if I had to do it. So I, not my religion, but I have respect for someone who can adhere to those types of those strict guidelines. I did not know you couldn't even drink water during the day. Did you know that? And in the Middle East, it's hot. No, seriously, I don't mean that to be funny. I'm not trying to be funny here.
No, I know.
I'm very serious. I don't know if I could do that. So I understand, because also under Sharia law, all the husband has to do is say, I divorce you 3 times during the day, right? Isn't that, it's 3 times?
I'm relying on you for this one, not sure.
And you get, that's how they get a divorce. And divorces
like
are only granted through the
yeah.
religious courts.
Well, I will, you know, if it's supposed to be in any way a time of penance, continuing the marriage with the person you have contempt for is a good way to be like, hey,
there you go.
Here's some more penance for you.
When
spend
this
a
is
couple
over,
more weeks.
I think a cooling off period is a very, very, very smart thing. It is now 7:52 on WMAL.
You're not you when you're hungry.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. It's time to check in at the CNBC News Desk. And good morning. Good morning. Well, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are coming off record highs last Friday, but futures are lower this morning, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. Investors start this shortened trading week with some key economic reports, including April personal income and consumer spending numbers. Also look for the Case-Shiller Home Price Index for March and the May Consumer Confidence Index, both out this morning as well. Nike, Bridgestone, and Monster Energy are just a few of Tiger Woods' current sponsors, and morals clauses in his endorsement deals could come into play. The golfer has apologized for his DUI arrest over the weekend and says what happened was an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications. According to Golf Digest, Woods is the fourth highest paid golfer in 2017. After a post-housing crisis pause, Americans are taking on more debt. This time, the stress points aren't subprime mortgages. They're auto loans, credit cards, and student loans. Economists generally say borrowing can be good because it means that people are confident in their futures. It's when payments can't be made that problems occur. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives. We go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway, heading northbound. If you're heading north of, say, the Key Bridge and you're trying to get toward the overlooks in 123, you're dealing with a crash still northbound side right as you pass Spout Run Parkway and delays almost back to the 14th Street Bridge. Southbound side, actually a little bit lighter than normal as you head past the overlooks and then toward town. 66, lanes are reported open through Manassas and Centerville and Fair Oaks, but obviously at this time of the morning we'll have the bunched up traffic. There has been a crash reported on Route 50 heading past Fair Oaks Mall toward the exit and on the exit ramp to 66, so do watch. Had Fire and Rescue responding there. On 270, southbound near 28, that crash had been along the left side, but now keep alert out of Frederick. New accident just reported southbound 270, right as you would merge off the 70 at Buckystown Pike. So again, crash just reported there. Update sponsored by Sun and Ski. Now, the more patio you buy at Sun and Ski, the more you'll save. $50 for every $200 you spend. Shop more, save more during the Sun and Ski patio sale in Chantilly, Falls Church, and Gaithersburg. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a bit of gray sky around, but our shower thunderstorm threat will be mainly this afternoon right into the evening hours. We'll make it up to a cooler 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we are still at 62 degrees at 757 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and as you know, I've hit my weight loss goal. Yeah, my Empowered Weight. I couldn't have done it without EMP. They provided me with the ingredients for total body health with the right food and the right behaviors. It's really not just a number on the scale. They helped me quit the junk. I feel and, well, I think I look pretty good. EMP 180 and I have an offer to get you moving. We're giving the listeners of WMAL and my show an incentive. This is just for you now. For every 10 weeks you're on the program, we're going to give you a free week. 10 weeks, a free week. 20 weeks, two free weeks. 30 weeks, I think you get the picture. It's a lose the weight and win situation. And like me, once you hit your empowered weight, you receive free weigh-ins and consultations for life. Forever. If I fall off, which I don't plan on, they have my back. If you have weight to lose, just go to EMP 180. They'll help you get there and stay there. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
Are you a frequent international business traveler who suffers from frequent jet lag? You may qualify to participate in a clinical study that tests an investigational medication for jet lag due to international travel. Participants will receive study-related expenses and study medication at no charge. For more information on participation, please call 877-353-3551. That's 877-353-3551. This ad is sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Coming up on WMAL.
Hey, the gubernatorial primary in Virginia coming up on June 13th. Those races on both sides, tons of drama. We're going to find